Good morning, 6:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Good to have you with us. Wes Moreno is the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's great to be here this morning.
Hey, absolutely great to have you with us. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, the shelter, I guess, is doing a pet adoption event that starts today, right? And I know this is one of those things like people who know you but don't really know you, you're a big, tough guy who builds roads and oversees the county and does some barbecuing on the side, some pretty amazing barbecuing on the side. And they might think, what does he care about animals? But that's really a passion for you, right? That's something you really care about deeply.
It is. It absolutely is. So 4 or 5 years ago, we adopted two puppies or two dogs from the animal shelter. And then over Christmas, we fostered one, and then we wound up keeping her. So
aww.
We're a great supporter of adopting the dogs out of the shelter, rescuing them, and giving them a good home. And you know, they're so just overworked, really, if you will, at the shelter. They're understaffed because it's hard to keep good help when they walk in and you realize that you got 300 animals and they have to be cleaned, the kennels have to be cleaned, and there's just a lot of dynamics in dealing with the animals, the cats and dogs. And it's, you know, unfortunately, you know, there are some that because of illness or because of super aggressiveness, that we do put those down. But we are at a threshold where we could be considered a no-kill shelter, really. So John Robinson's done a fantastic job in turning that around.
Yeah.
But we are struggling over there. We have a lot of animals and a lot of dogs and cats. And so, and this is not the first time we've done this. Matter of fact, I told John not too long ago, just waive the fees. Just waive them. And so that's the strategy with this effort here as well. We're just going to waive the adoption fees, and there'll still be a licensing fee, I think, of $11 or something like that. But, it's a big push. It's a big effort to try to get animals to a good home, but also to try to alleviate some of the overcrowding that we have at the animal shelter.
Most definitely. And it starts today, goes through the 31st, so all through the month of July, just trying to empty the shelters, which is actually the name of the adoption event, through the Bissell Pet Foundation. So, you know, if you've been thinking about an animal, Escambia County Animal Shelter, go and find the one that is the right fit for you. One of the other things I wanted to talk with you about is obviously we have Blue Angels coming up this weekend. I mean, it's already going, you know, it's going to be a pretty hefty day today, huge day tomorrow and Saturday, obviously. What kind of preparation do you have to do? What sort of level of staffing up and devotion of resources does this take? And then also kind of on the follow-up side, we used to get a lot of people complain about the mess at Memorial Day. I think we've done a tremendous job over the last several years of, you know, communication and cleanup all together. But I think sometimes people miss that, you know, Blue Angels weekend is a massive mess that takes tremendous cleanup, right?
It is, and you're right. We roll out on Memorial Day, and then, you know, you have the 4th of July weekend, last weekend, which is a huge weekend on the beach, and then you roll right into the Blue Angel weekend on the beach. So it's a massive push for water safety. It's a massive push for public safety and for public works, and even the sheriff's department and law enforcement. So we are ramped up. You know, it's all hands on deck. And unfortunately for us at the public works especially, we are almost fully staffed. I think we had one drop on us the other day, but it's been good to have that staff there. We haven't had that in the past couple summers, but we were fully staffed just about, so it makes it a lot easier on us. But yeah, it's all hands on deck, and you know they're setting up the area where all of the narration is going to come from. You know, all of that, we support all of that, and then of course, you know, just the beach strategy itself. And how to keep the beach clean, how to keep the bathrooms clean. And then from public safety, you know, the message is, you know, we're going to be out there. We're going to be ready. We don't want anything negative to happen, but if it does, we'll be there in force. But, water safety, stay hydrated. You know, that's the biggest thing I can tell you. When you go out there, you go early. If you're not a person that doesn't like, if you don't like being crowds, that's probably not going to be your event.
That's for
but,
sure.
But go early. Take plenty of water with you, Gatorade, things of that nature. I know, you know, people like to partake with some alcoholic drinks, and that's fine, but you can't just drink alcohol all day. You got you got to hydrate, and alcohol is not a, hydrating fluid. So just be prepared and be patient. Bring your patience with you.
You know, it's a great note about the Gatorade because, you know, water is great for the initial stages of dehydration, but there's a reason Gatorade or, you know, electrolyte-based drinks work so well for the players and also for the regular public that that's, you know, giving you back the other stuff that you really need. So that's actually a really good note. And you're right. I mean, we put, you know, tens of thousands of people on the beach in the heat, in the crowd, in one of the, you know, hottest days of the year. We crowd up all the lanes of transportation, which makes it harder for first responders to get in and get out and do their thing. And then now go, you know, and let's hope this works. Well, you know, you guys do an amazing job every year. We're talking to Wes Moreno. He's the Escambia County Administrator. Hang on for just a second, Wes. Let's get Candy in here with Traffic on the Fives.
And actually, this report brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you're not alone. They will always have a place at MADD. That's M-A-D-D. Call a 24-hour victim help line at 877-MADD-HELP or visit madd.org. Taking a look around, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. That accident at Woodbine and 90 has been cleared. If you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Moreno, the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, I have a question. I don't know if you know the answer. I'm just curious. I was surprised that the 3 Mile Bridge did not run their really cool LED lights for the 4th of July. I had been taken to understand that basically the big events in the year, the Blue Angels weekend, 4th of July, and that some of these would have special light displays. FDOT didn't run those. Do you happen to have any insight into why they didn't or know anything about that?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
I do not know the answer to that one.
Okay. I'm just curious. I'm just curious if you might know, because it seems like nobody's quite sure, and but I was curious if you might. The other thing that I wanted to ask you about is, and I kind of been talking about this yesterday with DC Reeves a little bit, this SB 170 that passed, the local ordinances bill that says you have to do like a business impact statement. If a business challenges a new ordinance, that you have to put it on hold. It goes to court. If you lose, you pay their legal fees up to $50,000. Even if you win, there's like, I think, a 45-day delay before you can start enforcing it again. Have you and your staff or you and the commissioners talked about how this is going to affect your ability to make new laws or pass new ordinances?
Yeah, we've spoken about it a little bit in one-on-one conversations. And, it's hard to say right now exactly how big of an impact that's going to be on the local governments. I'm not going to say that. I'm not a fan of preemption. I don't like it when the local governments are preempted out of enforcing an ordinance or taking action on a certain issue. I think it just makes it that much more difficult.
Yeah.
And so, I'm not necessarily a fan of this one, but we'll just have to see how we move going forward and how it really impacts us and affects us. And hopefully it'll be minimal, if at all, but we'll just have to see as we go.
Yeah, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I'm with you. I don't like preemption. I think I understand the idea behind the bill is trying to protect rights of businesses and individuals. And it's better than the bill that came out last year that did not wind up getting signed. But still, it strikes me as a bill that says, especially because Tallahassee doesn't apply it to themselves, right? If it was a great idea, then the bill should apply to the cities and the counties and to the state. In this case, the bill was passed and it applies to the cities and the counties. And that, to me, says that it's not the great idea. Otherwise, it would apply at all levels of government. Wes Moreno, he is our Escambia County Administrator, always joins us on a Thursday for great information and helps us understand why our government keeps running the way that it does. Thank you so much, Wes, for the time, as always. Best of luck to everybody this weekend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 649 on News Radio 92.3.